an NFL six-pack off everything that happened in week one is forthcoming. These sponsors pay for this podcast, so you don't have to. Pin Chasers, four locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Pin Chasers, here are some of their daily specials. On Tuesdays, starting at 9 p.m., unlimited pizza with unlimited bowling for $12.99. On Mondays, Dollar Mania, starting at 9 p.m., $12.99 unlimited bowling, but for $1, you can get a soda, you can get a slice of pizza, you can get a hot dog. And yes, you can have more than one. You can have three sodas for $3, or three slices of pizza for $3. Or I don't eat hot dogs, so I don't even want to think about how many hot dogs you might want to eat at a dollar a piece. Cyber Bowling, Sunday nights, 9 p.m. to close. $12.99 unlimited bowling, $2 Pepsi, $2 pizza slices. Where's that breakfast bowl? This is a very interesting thing Pin Chasers does. Sunday mornings, if you want to get inside, start your day, even before we have the NFL 1 p.m. inactive list, which is made available at 11:30 a.m. From 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., you can have breakfast while you bowl. You get two eggs your way, bacon and toast, plus the 2 hours of bowling for $11.99 per person. Also, keep in mind, cyber bowling every Friday, with times varying by location. At the four Pin Chasers locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, visit pinchasers.net, or on Instagram, they are at Pin Chasers. Brandon Legal Group loves Pin Chasers. They've been to the Brandon location. They want me to take them back to the Brandon location at some point here in the near future when we all have time to actually get together. Brandon Legal Group is your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. They'd like me as a paid non-attorney spokesperson to simply remind you, if you are a Florida resident that continues to pay permanent alimony, the law has changed. The law changed a while ago. The law changed on July 1st, 2023. There is no permanent alimony in the state of Florida. You can't simply stop paying on your own. You need legal help, and you can get it from Brandon Legal Group to stop paying permanent alimony. Brandon Legal Group can help you alleviate or eliminate your financial obligation going forward as it relates to permanent alimony if you are a resident of the state of Florida. 813-902-3576, or for a free consult, visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. They are your full-service law firm serving the greater Tampa Bay area. Here we go again with negative comments about me and my podcast. First of all, it's my podcast. Other than Ira making one appearance a month ago, Ira Kaufman, I am the only voice you hear on these podcasts. This is it. It's my podcast. I do what I want. My sponsors pay me to do what I want. Joe Bucks fan told me 10 years ago, do what you want. So if you don't like me, you don't like hearing me talk about what I want to talk about, here are your choices. Listen to it, learn to get something out of it, or just go away and go mind your own frickin' business, because it's not changing. And if you've got a problem with me, you can bring it directly to my face at write.todd@yahoo.com. And that way I can respond to you rather than you posting cowardly on a message board behind a fake ID where no one can get at you. I'm right here. I'm right here. Write.todd@yahoo.com. You got something negative to say to me? That's where you say it, so I can actually respond to you. Who knows? We might actually turn it into, I'm not optimistic, a positive conversation about something going forward. I doubt it, but grow a pair. Get off the message boards. Get off the social media. You got a problem with me? You got a problem with the podcast? Either stop listening and just go away, because I'm not, or email me so I can email you back. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Six pack off week one NFL. There's so much. I considered trying to do 32 observations because I know Ira on his podcast on the Bucks like does 10 things. So I tried, I was thinking, can I do one thing for every one of the 32 teams? And I said, probably not. Okay, how creative can we get? Can we do, since there's so much overreaction, can we do the opposite? Where we do a negative comment about every team that won and a positive comment about every team that lost. And then I thought, well, that's going to take even more time than just talking about all 32 teams. Then I thought, do we update our postseason preview and our Super Bowl preview? Not after week one. So you guys seem to like when I do a six-pack or a four-pack and I bounce around a little bit. So here we go. And a little bit of both. Some AFC, some NFC, some positive, some negative, in no particular order. The Bills won without their best stuff, and that's because they have the second best quarterback in the NFL. And I like that I'm starting to hear people say that about Josh Allen, because I believe that. I believe that as a football fan. I believe that as a fantasy player. I believe the numbers back that up. You know, it's kind of like when Michael Jordan won all those titles and all these great NBA players never won an NBA title because they couldn't get by Jordan. Right now, that's Josh Allen not being able to get by Patrick Mahomes. That's what it is. Josh Allen didn't advance in the playoffs last year because a field goal kicker missed a kick. Is that on Josh? I know you could say, well, he could have gotten him in the end zone. He got him in position to at least extend the game. He didn't miss the kick. Is there more he can do? I guess. But have you heard Kyle Brandt talk about Josh Allen? There is this feeling Josh is the second best quarterback in the NFL. And I have felt that way for some time. The Bills last year had the fewest yards to go on average on third down. In their opening game against Arizona, it went up from 6.3, which was last year, to 8.6. Josh Allen still converted enough, kept the Bills moving, did enough. New receivers, only one catch for Dalton Kincaid. Josh Allen, two rushing touchdowns, and the Bills win a game they should win against the Arizona Cardinals to open the season. Not their best stuff. Keon Coleman did lead the team in receptions. You know how I feel about what the Bills did, trading out of the spot with Kansas City. Kansas City gets Worthy. The Bills then get Keon Coleman. But that says something about a team in any sport or an individual on the golf course or a NASCAR team. When you still win, when you still achieve, knowing we didn't have it today, things didn't go the way we wanted to. You win, and then you fix things. It's something Beano Cook taught me for all the years that I talked to Beano and did some shows with Beano. The best college coaches, the best coaches in general, but Beano specialized in college. Love a game you win, but have something that you can really focus on immediately to get your players' attention off the win. What happened here? This is what we're working on. This will make us better. And the Bills have that from week one to week two. Many of you know how I have felt about Lamar Jackson for some time. And that when you talk about these bad quarterback contracts, and I know Deshaun Watson's at the top of the list, and then depending on who you're a fan of, the Dak extension, the Tua extension, the Trevor Lawrence extension, just a few examples. Some in Southern California would say the Justin Herbert extension, the Kyler Murray extension. For me, it still is the Lamar Jackson extension, because the Ravens are a proven organization with a proven head coach that knows how to compete and win Super Bowls. And you have a quarterback that doesn't fit. that isn't a franchise quarterback, that doesn't look like a Super Bowl quarterback, who is 2-4 in the postseason and just came off another flop in the playoffs at home against a Kansas City team that hadn't won on the road to get to the Super Bowl in the Reed Mahomes era. A Ravens team that when trailing by 10 or more at half hasn't come back to win a game in forever. Lamar Jackson against the Chiefs, for as good as that game was on Thursday night, did it ultimately come down to this? No, I'm not bringing up just the one pass that Lamar fired wildly by a wide open Zay Flowers in the end zone. That was one pass. On all of Lamar's passes, six, on plays inside the 10-yard line, he completed none. 0 for 6. Lamar is too inaccurate the closer he gets to the end zone. This was not just Thursday night. This is his career. And as I look at I have these books stacked up from my summer of reading, which continues, by the way. The Swagger book by Jimmy Johnson. Two key elements to a franchise quarterback: accuracy and intelligence. Lamar doesn't have one. I question if he has either. Eagles week one may have, I'll just put it up there, as one of the more impressive week ones. This is a team that needed to be fixed. It needed to be fixed from a coaching standpoint, both coordinators, off a Super Bowl appearance 2 years ago with what happened at the end of last year. Personnel-wise, they needed to fix some things as well. The secondary, interior offensive line with a Jason Kelce retirement. It's one game. But we knew the Eagles were good. We may just wonder, were they Super Bowl contending good again? Friday night suggested they were. Offensively, they looked unstoppable. Really looked unstoppable. And Green Bay's got a new defensive coordinator. Sure, Hurts had some bad throws. Eagles did have some things that hurt them from a, how do we put it? Things they can correct. But in terms of moving the football, scoring plays, and then defensively playing downhill, other than against Jaden Reed, what the Eagles did in the secondary and then how they played the short passing game of Green Bay and how they attacked passes of under 5 yards was impressive to me. Was it impressive to you? Jaden Daniels' debut. So here are your six quarterbacks in the early first round and their team's debuts. Bears win in spite of Caleb Williams, right? Jaden Daniels, Washington lose. Jaden Daniels actually comes away impressing people with what he did in a losing effort. Drake May doesn't play. J.J. McCarthy doesn't play. Michael Penix Jr. doesn't play. Bo Nix was off. So there's your six. But Jaden Daniels ran a lot. Dan Quinn said after, we can't have him doing that Dan's scared to death. There was a preseason game where Jaden Daniels took off and he took a hit and didn't get down or didn't get out of bounds. And Dan came off the bench and Daniels was immediately looking for Quinn, knowing what Quinn's reaction was. Well, more and more, if you haven't caught on to this, and I get a lot of this from the great Gil Alexander on a numbers game on VSiN. This wasn't a good start for Cliff Kingsbury in his latest job. Because Jane Daniels may be tucking it under and running because the play call stinks. He may have to run that play, but he doesn't have to execute that play. So the next best thing, tuck it and go. And that may explain why he did so much of that. Cliff Kingsbury didn't elevate Patrick Mahomes. Cliff Kingsbury didn't win a playoff game with the Arizona Cardinals. Cliff Kingsbury didn't elevate Caleb Williams. And through one game, Cliff Kingsbury's play calling wasn't good enough for Jaden Daniels. The Vikings win, not unexpected to many of you, as well as me. And you can take away from this game, as we do about many week one games. Saints-Panthers. Are the Saints that good or the Panthers that bad? Bucks-Commanders. Are the Bucks that good or are the Commanders that bad? Dolphins-Jaguars. Dolphins that good or the Jaguars just picking up where they left off? Vikings-Giants. Vikings any good? The Giants just got awful. I said to you in this space, and I said on my fantasy football podcast about Sam Darnold in talking about why Justin Jefferson wasn't as popular in fantasy football this year, to give Sam Darnold the benefit of the doubt. Because Sam Darnold was now with a head coach and an offensive mind and an offensive play caller who knew what the hell he was doing. Rather than the shit show of head coaches and offensive coordinators that Sam Darnold had with the New York Jets and the Carolina Panthers. And if Sam Darnold was good enough to back up Brock Purdy on a Super Bowl contender, according to Kyle Shanahan, then he is good enough to be a number one quarterback in this league, especially with a smart offensive mind and Kevin O'Connell running the show for the Vikings. There are others out there, if you open your ears, who say, this Vikings team's good. This Vikings team is good. We're not saying they're Super Bowl material. Good means 500 or better. Good means playoff contender. I have believed that. I will continue to believe it. Not going to get ahead of myself, not going to get too excited. But head coach, quarterback, best wide receiver in the game, defensive coordinator, there are some things here that the Vikings can work with. And lastly, sorry to click my pen. Most of you know I'm not big on the Jets. Don't buy into all the Jets love again this year. I'm happy that Aaron Rodgers didn't get hurt the first game. The NFL is more fun with Aaron Rodgers in it. Wherever he plays, whatever stupid things he's saying, the great throws he's making, it's just more fun. And there were flashes and there were drives. But I'm sure you saw the Jets got their ass kicked by a San Francisco 49er team that didn't even have McCaffrey in uniform. And you go back to the end of last year where Joe Flacco's Browns shredded that Jets defense. And we fast forward to this year where Jordan Mason's 49er offense shredded the Jets defense, who's down a player they drafted to help with their pass rush, lost two other players in the offseason. Robert Saleh, to me, has been on notice, especially if Aaron Rodgers stays healthy. If the Jets don't win a playoff game, they will have a different head coach next year. Because if Saleh's defense isn't one of the best in the NFL, why is he there? Because he's not adding anything to the offensive side of the ball. So if your defense drops off, there's no reason for you to be there if the team isn't reaching its goals. And that was a bad week one for what some perceive as a good team, not me. The Todd Wright Toddcast presented by Pin Chasers and Brandon Legal Group. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com, wright.todd@yahoo.com. We'll talk to you next time.